This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operator. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
You know, we've never asked this question. Okay. I just saw some clips here that I was watching of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, announcing video of an announcer announcing. And I know that everybody does this now. Although Chuck Barrett seemed to have shut down the whole video of announcers announcing trend at Arkansas, which good for him. That's a win for the good guys. Does anyone want to watch an announcer announce? Did we ever ask this question?
No.
We just put it out there and assumed people would watch it. But did we?
Did we ask if we needed it?
Is this the content people see? Because I want to see that announcer when he's calling
the
because
you can doesn't mean you should.
Have you ever watched yourself announce?
Thankfully, no.
I don't think it's that exciting. I think no, you just sit there.
When we do our football broadcasts, we have a GoPro that sits right in front of us. And it records the whole time, and then the director just pops in and out. And I've seen the raw video of me.
Yeah.
I don't want that out there.
No. That's no good.
That seems like a bad idea.
It's no good. No. They're putting out the Valdez-Scantling catch, and it's like the video is on top, and then under on the bottom of the frame is an announcer calling it, like the video of the announcer. And I'm like, is this the content people see? I mean, really?
Abner points out 7,000 people watched Ty do an audio test yesterday. People will watch anything.
I know. Maybe people do want this content. I don't know. I didn't know if anybody asked them.
How do you feel about the threat of having a camera staring at you for 4 hours?
I don't love that idea.
I don't love that idea either. I'm with you on this.
Well, I'm going to put a piece of paper in front of it.
I'm through. Yeah. I'm going to put, every day there's going to be a different landscape photo in front of it.
Like a desert motif.
Yeah, something. Some sort. Yeah, one day it could be the desert. One day it could be the mountains. One day it might be my backyard. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. If you put paint drying on YouTube, someone will watch.
Yeah.
Is there video of paint drying on YouTube?
DQ, would you Google that? I'm dying to know if somebody actually put up paint drying. It's got to be a time lapse thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to love this.
I don't think I am, but go ahead.
10 hours of watching paint dry.
How many views?
1.6 million.
God, DQ, he's a 10, but he watches paint dry.
That's very boring.
Hey, here's 10 hours of watching grass grow. 327,000 views. I would think grass growing would be more popular than watching paint dry.
Oh, well, at least the paint dry one, you get to see them paint.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you see from start to finish.
Oh, I thought you...
I'm watching it right now.
1.6 million and one.
That's right. Will you watch that the whole show, and we can check in from time to time on what's happening?
Just leave it on.
We'll check in with DQ and the paint drying video again in a moment here.
Maybe we make the next batch of interns instead of watching the Star Wars Christmas special. Like the last group we had, I made them watch the Star Wars Christmas special and then write a paragraph on it. What if we gave them paint drying? Give me a paragraph on this.
On this video. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Day drinking does not want to see two idiots in Northwest Arkansas doing radio.
Me neither.
Matt would like to sponsor the paint drying. Yes. paint drying brought to you by Matt and Aiken, South Carolina. All right.
Krylon.
And
you're gonna write your name on an overpass. Say it in Krylon. DQ, are we still doing that?
Beautiful.
Are we still writing names on overpasses?
Has
anyone threatened to write, you know, they love you on an overpass? Is that the ultimate statement?
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Okay. John Deere Green?
Is it because your generation doesn't go outside?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think if you want to vandalize something, you'll vandalize it.
Okay.
Right. I don't know people who want to do that, I guess.
I feel like there was a lot of vandalism of train box cars.
There still is.
Oh, there is? Yeah. Okay. Right.
Water towers. That seems like, I don't think DQ's generation's into climbing. So I think
they're safe. I think they lock those up pretty good now. You know, they don't want anybody poison and stuff, you know, terrorism and whatnot. So I think the water tower is a more difficult task than it used to be. Hmm. Yeah.
Or they just less motivated.
Do you know my favorite? I've never told you my favorite piece of vandalism. There was a stop sign up here on the Fayetteville Square at Block. Mm-hmm. And it said stop, of course. And then someone spray painted under it, hammer time.
There's a stop sign that I stop at every single day that it says stop, and then right under it, stop is crossed out, actually, and it says go.
Okay.
It's very confusing.
Over on Electric Avenue over here in Springdale.
Oh, Rockdown 2.
Rockdown 2. Electric Avenue. DQ, you don't know what that is.
The song?
Oh, wow, Eddie Grant.
I used to live off of that road.
Did you really?
I did.
Okay, Eddie Grant.
There was a person who, I don't know what happened, but... In the neighborhood I lived in, someone's fence got ran through with a car.
Ooh.
And I'm assuming that someone else called the police on who did it. Because my roommate also saw who did it, but she did not call the police.
Why not?
Because she did not want...
Didn't want to get involved.
What happened to this man's fence over and over, which was it was vandalized continuously.
Snitches get stitches.
Snitches got their fence painted over with spray paint.
Okay,
what was going on over by Electric Avenue, you were saying?
Nothing. Oh. DQ got me. Well, you know, somebody wrote Rockdown 2.
Oh. That's good. Well, this is an indication of what we have today, which is not a whole lot. So this should be interesting to see how we fill this time today. So that's what we got for you. No recruiting. No baseball, no basketball, no football.
I went 2 for 3 on my picks last night.
Well, that's $0, isn't it?
No.
Oh, you played them separately?
You play them individually, yeah. I mean, I came out ahead, not by a lot, but I came out ahead.
Yeah, the Houston Cougars did you in last night in overtime.
But how about those Texas A&M Corpus Christi Islanders? How about that?
The Islanders. Yes. That was very good.
Abner says less sports, better show. Okay.
Well, Abner, that's
Abner,
one opinion.
This is for you.
Okay. So that's what we got today. Yeah. So this means that, any half-cocked rumor or anything you've got on the...
Not everyone. Not every rumor.
Okay.
Please.
If you text them in, we might read them today. Sure, I don't know. What do we got to do?
Nothing.
I'm told by our legal team that we are good to go. So, 866-285-4005 on the McClarty Daniel hotline. Bailey and Diver brings up, we were talking about, I talked about this before the show. There is a, I'm not kidding you. There's a pothole so bad on I-440 in Central Arkansas that you can see the rebar.
That's not a pothole. That's a sinkhole.
It lost. Yeah. We lost a van.
Yep.
A van was totaled hitting this thing today. No injuries were reported, but the van is a total loss.
Anybody shocked this happened in Little Rock?
It looks like the hole in the Blues Brothers when the car with the Illinois Nazis crashed into the street, and then the Bluesmobile had to fly over that hole to get where it was going. That's the hole it looks like on I-440. So that's what that's going on there. Anyway, we could do 4 hours on Hog Twitter. We could do 100 hours.
There's
on
a lot. Twitter.
There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack there. Yes, for sure. Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram.
BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay.
I want to get to a crime being committed on the text line momentarily. But first, I want to a major spoiler alert here. DQ, do you want to go halvesies on buying him a new chair for his birthday?
We can do that.
Okay. I looked online.
This chair sucks.
And they're like, you know, like $50 or something. So
that's not bad.
Yeah. I think we can make this happen. Do you have a color preference for your chair or?
Yeah, the one that works.
Okay. Now, we'll let you put it together.
That's fine.
Because you have all you've done is complain about how I can't put chairs together for 4 years. So you're on your own, hot shot. All right.
Okay. I can make that happen.
Let's see here. $48. That sound good?
That sounds good.
All right.
Does it have good reviews?
4 stars. Is that not good?
Well, that's.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I'm not willing to spend like $200 on this thing, honestly.
That's fair.
Do you want arms or no arms?
Arms, of course.
Okay, arms. Okay, we'll get you arms. All right.
Here's a text out of the 870. DQ, can we get a drying paint update?
That's right, please. Let's go to the newsroom.
It's drying. Okay. It's been painted.
That's right. We have a crime being committed on the text line here. We have someone impersonating a Springdale officer texting us.
Well, he said he's an actual officer of the law. DQ, I need you to go out and commit a crime.
Well, I think he was saying that because I said something about how my roommate saw someone run into the fence.
Right.
But this person saw my roommate's car. So it would have been really easy to figure out who called the cops, even if it was reported anonymously.
The text reads, if you know who commits a crime, please call it in. You can report it anonymously. Thank you, Springdale Police.
The finest smelling police in Northwest
Arkansas. That's right. Yes. So DQ. Then you engaged, and it was quite funny what ensued there. I just lost the thread. My computer refreshed. But,
I put his name in there.
Impersonating an officer is a crime, sir. So
he never said he did. He say, yeah, he
yes,
did.
He did.
He did.
Twice.
Yeah. The biggest question is, if you are an officer of the law, why are you listening to this and not an actual...
Well, that's right.
I mean, that's a real question.
Right. Question. Why are you listening to this and not the police radio? Answer. Because nobody is reporting crimes.
Slow day on the crime beat here in Springfield.
Apparently.
DQ, go break something.
That's right.
How much would it cost to have you go smash some windows?
I would not do that.
Can you loot when there's not a riot, or is that just a smash and grab. Like
smash and grab.
Looting involves a crowd.
What about
right?
a hog and jog?
What is this?
You don't know what a hog and jog is? It's when you eat and leave without paying.
That's a dine and dash.
No, you call it a dine and dash. I call it a hog and jog. Here's a text from we're going to go with Inspector Clouseau.
Inspector Clouseau. Right. Very topical reference. A movie that's 60 years old.
Peter Sellers is a legend.
He's dead.
He's a legend.
Peter Sellers. The only show that will reference Peter Sellers here.
Dufresne, who is a felon, says the cop is now making him uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't break the law. Yeah. Don't break the law.
go ahead.
Looting is robbery with friends. I
think technically.
Very good.
Technically speaking, Abner is correct.
Abner also says if anyone is in Pine Ridge, if any car is coming down the road, it's suspicious. Well, yeah. That's what he said on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Yeah. Oh, God, man. Please. Oh, let's see here. What else do we have here? Let's see. TA in Las Vegas wants to know, any rumors about this show moving to Minnesota?
No. No.
Let me tell you something. No, sir. All right. Let me tell you something. Okay. If you don't like the weather here, why would you move to Minnesota? I mean, the weather's worse. Like, I think that's a non-starter there, the Minnesota thing.
Yeah, it's cold.
Would he leave for somewhere? Yes. Minnesota? No, he would not. It's very interesting, though, right? Because this type of stuff starts to leak out.
Allegedly.
Whenever contract negotiations are afoot. And that's happens to be, you know, kind of where things stand right now. And there's some... You really don't want to negotiate a contract when you're 10-10. I just, not a great position to be in. I mean, it's a great position for Hunter to be in. But That's a tough one.
And it gets leaked on a message board.
Well, where else would you leak it?
Right. I mean, those are the people I'm going to if I've got a secret.
You got to spray paint the overpass?
Just when I see stuff like this, I just shake my head. It's too specific. Look, guys, if you're going to spread an internet rumor on a message board, you want to be very vague. When you get incredibly specific, antenna go up.
Well, like all great conspiracy theories, there is at least one tentpole of truth in here somewhere. And
the coach's name is Musselman. That's the truth.
Well, and he's never, been a lifer at any of these jobs he's had. You know, the guy burns out hot, white hot. Working is like working for dog years. And, after about 4 or 5 years, it's time to go to the next spot because you've burned out here. I don't know. So, I mean, it's not, I don't know. Nobody knows.
No. Nobody knows.
And I don't think he's going to be here 20 years, though. I know. I'm pretty sure about that.
I don't think so either. But when you're 10-10 and your program is a mess right now, no, you're probably not in a great position to negotiate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, are you moving to Minnesota?
No, my sister lives there. Oh. Absolutely.
Why would you want to do that?
I'm not moving closer to my sister. No.
Right. Also, if he moved, why would we move? That doesn't make any sense.
I can do it from there.
You can do it show from anywhere. I mean, it's not as good, but I mean, you can do it. It's possible.
There is no chance I would move to Minnesota. I've been there in the middle of January when it's cold. No, thank you. Way too cold.
Yeah, it's not good, I would imagine. I've never been to Minnesota. I'm in the airport, but that's about it.
It's fine.
I don't want to go.
There's not a lot in Minnesota I think you would find engaging.
No,
most of the things they do up there are outdoors, and you are not an outdoorsman.
Quiet day at Lake Wobegon.
Wobegon. Is that Minnesota?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking Winnipesaukee.
The men are tall, the women are strong, and the children are at play all day, or whatever, however that goes. Is Garrison Keillor dead? I know he got canceled, but is he dead? I don't know. His red shoes? Anyway. This is an interesting show.
No, he is not. He's still with us.
All right. Is he still writing poetry or tweeting?
I don't know. You asked one question, that's all you get. You get one question. There's no follow-up.
Can I pay for more?
There's no follow-up. There's nothing like that. You got your question. Man, that's it.
A tough crowd here. Yeah. Oh, he's writing on Substack. You know what that is?
No.
Substack is where you write and then people can... subscribe, and I read your stuff, and then you get a little cash. Okay, that's how that works. Hey, we got a phone call here. Robert Mann from the Stadium Shop is with us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Yes, Robert.
So he's needing a chair. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I look over at him, Robert, and he starts like dropping. Like the chair just starts sinking.
I can sit in the chair for about 5 minutes, and then it just starts sinking.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got a couple of office chairs at the store that are Razorback chairs. We could take care of this problem, and you could say that your chair is sponsored by the Stadium Shop. How about that?
Would you be willing to sit in the Stadium Shop chair?
Absolutely, I would. Okay. Would you accept DQ as a gift?
No, but no. DQ has her own life. But yeah, I got one. Or I got two. Hell, I mean, well, let's work this out.
All right,
let's take care of it. Let's make it. Let's make it a Razorback chair. Let's make it worth your while.
Okay.
Ooh, wait a minute. hang on. Do you have anything else? A Texas chair.
It's a Razorback
maybe
chair.
How about a TCU chair?
How about a Razorback chair?
Well, the negotiation's intensifying here. Oh, wow.
What about a Tennessee chair?
Okay.
Oh, Tennessee. Are you crazy?
You're just trying to aggravate Robert now, Zach. What are you doing? Come on.
That's all he's doing. He's gigging me now.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah. Don't let him.
Yeah, we can
don't
take care of this, Zach.
Okay. All right. Well,
Ruskin, do you want to be a part of this? Because I got two of them.
Yeah, why not?
Do you have an Alabama chair?
Oh, man.
Are you doing crack right now?
It was just a thought. I mean, you know, variety.
You're on crack.
He does crack at 158, yeah, Robert. 158, I mean, not during the show.
That's 158.
That's unprofessional.
You gotta, you want the drip the first hour.
Well, with 158, he's still, you know, the lingering effects might still be there.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes. All right.
So,
well, will you two work this
all
out?
Right, that's all.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got my number. Call me.
All right. I'm on.
All right. Thank you, Robert. All right.
Stay out of jail.
Okay.
Bye.
Good advice. Thank you, Robert. Stay out of jail.
Can that still count as Zach's birthday present, though? We still don't have to buy him anything.
Yes. Zach,
we worked out
to you,
this chair.
Zach, coming to you from the Stadium Shop chair inside the that's pretty good. You know how they have in college athletics now, some of these schools are so cash strapped, should we say, that they sponsor the coaching position. So
yeah,
it's like the Phil DeWeaver head coach of whatever it is, you know. So why can't we sponsor the chairs? I don't think
that's a problem.
You know, at basketball games they put that logo on the chairs, so I mean, hey, we could do the same thing. There you go.
Maybe an Ole Miss chair. What about LSU? That's nice and neutral. Right?
And bright purple.
I don't think you're getting a Notre Dame chair. That's what I'm thinking here.
You know what bothers me about that is he has access to that and he won't do it. He's already told me no.
Here's a text from Graham on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Musselman going to Minnesota. Signed, Skippy.
Now, if Skippy says he's going to Minnesota, man, sign me up.
Man, if you can't trust the porter at a car lot, who can you trust? Mm-hmm. I've said that for many years. Many years I've said that.
Wow.
Abner wants to sponsor my magnifying glass. We're open for business, baby. Sponsor the megaphone, the bell. Oh, there you go. This bell is brought to you by... This bell's for you. I like it. It's all open for business.
Why not?
Name your price. 866-285-4205.
I just want a chair that works. I'm not particular. I would accept a bar stool at this point.
That's right. Well, we're going to get you one for your birthday.
Okay.
Don't worry
about
it.
You know what? Robert and I will go through the negotiation process. We'll do it properly.
Okay.
There will be a dignity to the thing, and if I don't get what I want, I'll say no.
Zach broadcasting from the Stadium Shop. The Stadium Shop good chair. That's what we have to call it.
Chair.
The good chair.
Brought to you by the Stadium Shop.
That's right. We got to do that.
Because Grandpa's got to have somewhere to sit.
That's right. The good chair. That's what we'll do. Oh, man. All right. Here's a quick word of advice. If you can't spell the word sponsor, we cannot accept your
gratuity, sir. I'm sorry.
There's not an I in it. I'm just saying.
Hey, okay. All right. What about JD's got the idea. What about a Red Wolf chair?
Okay.
Still in state.
What about a UCA chair?
Okay, that's fine.
Or a State Teachers College chair.
I tell you, I stole a bench chair.
A bench chair.
Yeah.
What is that?
One of ours. I stole it.
Oh, you stole from the bench.
Yeah, I did.
Well, bring that in here.
I'm not bringing that in here.
Well, it would fit perfectly with the decor nonsense.
It was an old one that's got a little pin missing, so it doesn't necessarily work, but it would look pretty cool right there.
So you can't sit in it.
No.
Oh well, then what's the point? That doesn't help us at all.
Ah,
Mr. I want an Arkansas. I want a Wonder Boy chair. That's what I want in here. A little green and gold.
Yeah, Mr. Pibb's right though. If we wait too long, Tommy and Ty. Hey. The morning show brought to you by the Stadium Shop and their chairs.
The good chairs.
The good chairs.
That's right. The good chairs from our good friend at the Stadium Shop. I like it. All right. We'll figure this out.
I like the good chairs.
I look over there, four times a day, and he's sinking.
Yeah.
Your other one didn't do that, though.
No, but it made a horrific noise when I sat in it.
Okay,
maybe the furniture
that better
is not the
than
issue
the
there.
Sinking?
There is not a chair in this building except the two that you have that work.
I brought this one.
Yeah,
and you brought
both of them.
I have Ruskin's old chair.
Yeah, there is not a chair in this building that works. Not one.
Yeah. Well, they took the good chairs when they raided the place on January 10th or whatever it was.
The Great Insurrection.
That's right.
They took the good chairs.
They took everything that wasn't nailed down, and even some of the stuff that was.
What if I got a chair with upside down horns? Would that work? Would everybody agree on that?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Hey, I heard the remedy on that.
What's up?
If they don't want horns down, quit doing horns up.
Mm.
A compromise, if you will. Like the cowbell compromise.
Did you watch any of the Houston, Texas game last night?
I did not, no.
Yeah, at the beginning of the game, Kelvin Sampson's sitting on the bench, and they are they're Nike school, Houston is. And they've got the Air Jordan logo. on their, I guess, their right shoulder. If you look at it very quickly, you don't really stare at it, it looks like the horn's down. I had to, double take.
Oh, wow.
I went, oh, what? And, sure enough, it was the Jordan thing, but.
Oh.
Piggy Smalls, how cheap are you guys? Oh, sir. Sir, you have no idea.
Well, it's comments like that why Zach has to turn his phone off at 6 o'clock every day. Let's see here. Here's a text. That noise you hear is not, when you sit down, is not the chair, it's gas.
Fair. That's also fair. Oh, boy.
All right.
Well, this has been an unproductive segment.
We're 24 minutes away from the end. What are you talking about?
No, we're 24 minutes away from an immaculate inning. Three unproductive segments in a row without throwing a ball. Nothing interesting
has happened. Nobody jinx it, all right? Nobody jinx it. We are professional time wasters.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Whatever it is, do it carefully.
Yeah, I know what I want to say. I can't come up with the term. disposable income in the northwest corner of the state, shall we say, and in the northwest county of the northwest corner of the state.
Yep.
A lot of disposable income. They'll pay, you can pay someone to come out there and clean your trash cans. You can do that. You can do that. Mobile pet grooming is a thing. So I'm wondering if anybody's out there is doing this, I would love to know more. We would love to hear about this. But apparently the big celebrity thing to do now is to have a parenting coach help you raise your kids.
What?
A parenting coach. The Clooneys do it. Justin Timberlake does it. Emily Blunt and John Krasinski do it. They have parenting coaches.
What, yes. What are the qualifications for being a parenting coach?
I don't know. I don't know what the qualifications are. One of the coaches says that we think we should have it all figured out, but sometimes getting a little outside perspective can make all the difference. That's what one of the coaches has to say here.
So do they stay with them throughout the day like a nanny?
I don't
know. Is that just a way to make them feel better to not say nanny?
Right. Or babysitter. Yeah,
or babysitter.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. 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 The coach that they interviewed in this article says, if my car were making a weird noise, I would get help for that. It doesn't mean that I have a horrible car. I might seem to need some tweaking and extra help and support. And that's a good thing. Getting a little outside perspective can make all the difference. Hmm. But I guess, you are. Do we have any parental coaches listening here?
Corey,
I'd love
says,
to know more.
Corey says he gets all his parenting advice from this show thanks to me. I'm not.
We are keeping the therapy
Corey,
business in business.
I don't recommend that unless you have one of these feral children like I do.
If you're looking for a parent coach, you should find one that aligns with your philosophy. Look at testimonials on their website or check out social media. Get a read of what services they offer.
DQ Google parenting coach.
It just seems like they don't want to say they have a nanny. Mm. So
no.
They're saying this word.
A parental coach.
Parental coach.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
Well, now here's one. No joke. I just Google searched parenting coach.
Yeah.
First one up.
Yeah.
Nicole Schwartz. Let's see here. She says, parent coaching is completely judgment-free. Yeah, right. Confidential support to help you parent at your best. All right. She's a licensed therapist and an author, of course, a novel.
DQ, this is more than a nanny. This is a nanny for the parents.
That's
not the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a nanny.
So
for
who's
the...
watching the kid?
Okay, so nobody. The kids left to their own devices. She claims the results with a question mark. Fewer meltdowns, better problem-solving skills, higher emotional intelligence, and a generally, in quotations, more peaceful home.
If there's someone babysitting the parents, this is what they get?
Yes.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Wow.
This is
she goes on to say, if you're tired of repeating yourself 1,000 times a day, I do that here. If you've tried timeouts, bribes, and threats to get your children to behave, but nothing works. If you're not sure what to do next and constantly worry about it, it's going to get worse. If it feels like a never-ending struggle, you've come to the right place.
So you can't whoop them anymore, so you got to do this. Is that how this says that when I'm...
You have to reason with them.
Listen.
You can't reason with the terrorists. It's not possible. It's not possible.
I told Kinsey the other day. She was... getting a little mouthy, and I'm like, do you want to go outside where there are no witnesses?
You want to take this outside?
I looked right at her. I'm like, we can go outside. There's nobody out there.
You went Will Hunting.
I did. I'm like, we can step outside.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. A parenting coach. Again, there's a lot of idle rich in Northwest Arkansas. I would love to hear from someone who is or employs a parenting coach.
I now would be very, very curious to know what a parenting coach...
Tell me about this.
Now, you're coaching the parents, not the kids. We understand that, right?
Right,
okay. Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, yes. So you're not a nanny, but you nanny the parents.
This is just...
While no one's watching
the
kids.
This is the validation.
So does someone come to the house, or is it like a therapist where you go somewhere for an appointment once a week and you say, this is what my kid did this week. Blink, blink, and blink. No. Fix it.
No. No. But
I'm guessing they come to the house.
Oh, my God. This only backs up and
they
validates.
They make house calls.
This is fun.
This validates the fact that you were not qualified to have a child.
Ooh.
If you can't
wow.
parent
Ooh.
Your own kid,
wow. you
you're not
there.
Qualified.
Well, that's
Listen, okay. if I made it, you can make
okay,
it.
Okay, but like 80% of parents are not qualified. I mean, honestly,
have you
looked out there?
If I can do it.
Have you been in the stands at a basketball game? I mean, seriously.
Oh, my God. I forgot to tell. Oh, my God. We had an incident last night.
Another one?
Dude.
What is the deal over there?
A school. It's a junior high from Rogers. This has nothing to do with the Rogers, with the kids from Fulbright Rogers. It has nothing to do with them. One of their parents, I almost went over there.
I hope they're listening.
I hope they are, too.
Get their side of the story.
Whoever this guy was a complete jackass.
And he's now on the phone. Hello, sir. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so there was a push from behind on mm-hmm. one of their girls on ours.
Foul.
Complete foul. Absolute foul.
Yeah.
And their parents were, I mean, their group of parents was bad. But this one guy, waited till the gym got quiet. You're horrible!
I love that guy.
He's a jackass.
That's every gym has that guy.
That was the first
You're incident. Horrible guy.
That was the first incident. Second time, it was a double dribble. It happens. Seventh grade girls basketball. It happens. What? You're horrible. And I can see the referee. He was not like I'm sitting behind the bench. And I can see the referee kind of looking over and he looked at me and I just told him what the dude was wearing. Because it stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Third time. He walks back up the floor and he said something to the guy. The referee did going back up.
Boy.
Something to the effect of one more and you're gone. Something like that. Next trip up. You're horrible. Get in the game. I'm like, man, it is seventh grade girls basketball. Settle down, dude. Settle
does
down.
Does he know? Does this man know? We need to have the lesson again on JV and seventh grade basketball. The refs are being paid in food coupons, man. What do you expect?
You're lucky.
What do you expect?
I'm telling you, one of these days, these guys aren't going to stop. They're going to stop showing up.
They are. And there's no games.
And
no sports.
Yeah, there's nothing you can
no
do.
No sports.
I will say, I don't want to talk bad about these refs because I do know they don't make any money and they deal with screaming parents. But our game on Saturday, uh-oh. The parents of the team we played definitely had a reason to be mad at these refs.
Wow.
Because one, I think it was mostly the clock keeper's fault.
Mm-hmm.
But we...
Now careful.
And
he's got relation to a clock keeper.
We went
I
to
know a clock
he's
keeper.
Gonna catch he's gonna catch
we,
a stray.
They were
on
like
this.
Teenage boys. So I don't think
all I'm saying is for people like this guy, can we add this to the parenting coach agenda? You can't scream at seventh grade girls' basketball games. You can't. You're a fool.
At the refs?
At the refs.
We're getting paid $10, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And the thing is, the ref was right. Yeah. He was absolutely 100% correct in all instances.
Right. Yeah.
Did the guy get ejected? No, he did not.
Well, that's good at
yeah,
least.
He did not.
Let him stay.
Hacker likes over the back guy. You would.
A 3-second guy.
That drives me nuts. Like, if you're at a pro game, college game, okay. High school, maybe. Seventh grade? We're a little aggressive.
Hmm.
It had nothing to do with the girls or the team or the coach or anything like that. Nothing to do with them.
You got
to
work those refs, Zach. You got to get those
not
calls.
Not from the stands.
You got to get those calls,
man. No,
you
man. Do not.
And there's a lot on the line.
No,
you got to work those. God,
no.
I wish this person would call in so bad. This would be great radio.
Oh,
that'd be so great.
I'll tell you, our coach said something about him to the referee.
Yeah.
And like, it was a home game for us. And I was just like, my gracious. Just stop. Here's the text. Was Musselman in the stands? Come on.
Dude, he's giving up. He's not even on the refs anymore. He's giving up. He's getting his resume polished up. He doesn't have time to yell at the refs
anymore.
No, he doesn't
have time for this stuff anymore.
That's a joke. We're joking around. Everyone settle down. All right, thank you. Please. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Mitchell points out he probably had the over in the game. Yeah, so what?
Yeah, he did. That's right. Yeah, he took
so?
The over.
What's it to you?
Oh, man. Yeah, I love it.
Here's a text out of the 479. The kid probably gets embarrassed when the parents are like that. I would think so. Like, Kinsey gets embarrassed when I show up. And I don't say anything.
That's right. Much less you do anything.
I don't say a word. I just sit there. But yeah, she's like, my dad's here. Wow. Yeah, good point out of the 479 that maybe somebody was losing that Nike contract in seventh grade.
Well, there is some scuttlebutt out there that you negotiate your NIL deal day to day, not even month to month now.
But not in seventh grade.
No, well, not yet. But that's we're headed down that road. That's where we're going.
I had a guy who does recruit tell me one time, ain't nobody getting a scholarship in seventh grade. Settle down.
All right. No. Didn't Mulkey offer somebody in junior high or something?
We were talking about her earlier. What did I say she looked like?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
You can't say what I said about her on the radio.
Can't. No,
you can't
say that. No, you can't.
But, yeah, they lost last night, and I'm sure the entire league was heartbroken over seeing that.
Well, the league will overturn that.
But, hey, don't – yeah, that they will, yeah. Well, in her alternative facts world, they won. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter, honestly.
They haven't lost a game yet.
That's
just
right.
Ran out of time. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Yes, exactly. Just ran out of time.
Also, and I don't know –
In their scorebook, they were leading, so that's what counts.
Well, we're talking about this. Rakeem Boyd took to Twitter today. You remember him? He's a team.
Okay, what happened here?
I'm not sure. I'm still trying to parse through this, but Rakeem Boyd, the guy who quit on you in 2020.
Hey.
To focus.
He stepped away.
Oh, yeah, he stepped away from the program. Whatever. To focus on his NFL career, which apparently never took off. He is on his Twitter page, he says that he is an NFL free agent. He says, thank me, and I'm quoting here, thank me for some of the big fishes I got to Arkansas, like KJ Jefferson, Felipe Franks, and Nick Starkle.
Yeah, that Starkle thing worked out great.
It wasn't...
Six picks. Yeah.
It wasn't Nick's fault. Nick went to San Jose State, had a good end of his career. Yeah. He also says that if he was a recruiter, he'd be amazing.
Wow.
What the hell, man? Where's this coming from?
This is the content we were looking for today.
Honestly, Rakeem Boyd, who did nothing...
Yeah.
Just boom, here you go.
Who I believe has taken as many snaps in the league as you have.
Yes.
Zero.
Zero.
Wow. So it's all his fault. Or his responsibility or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I was sitting there scrolling through, I'm like,
where did he say this? Just on the
Twitter.
He just typed it and put it out there?
Yes.
Okay.
It was completely random.
I don't know if he went on a podcast or said this or something or what. No, he just wrote it.
Just tweeted it. And I'm like, huh?
No.
So apparently he was your best recruiter. I mean, look, that's it right there.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Is that him?
That's him.
We verify.
That is him.
It's not a fake Rakeem Boyd.
It is he.
It's not a deep fake.
Who's faking a Rakeem Boyd?
I don't know. There's fake Ruskins out there. I mean, you never know. You just never know.
I don't know. I just, huh.
So he's the one to blame.
Well, he's going the DJ Williams route.
It's worked for him.
Job on, yeah, I guess it has.
He's a big-time guy now.
He's huge.
Big time.
I don't know.
That's the random stuff we were looking for today here on Ruskin and Zach. Has the university put the kibosh on the pinion thing yet?
Nothing. I have no official communications. But okay. I'm sure that a meeting has been planned because
emergency 4 o'clock meeting.
We will have Joseph Pinion in studio.
That's right.
In an hour and 20 minutes.
That's right.
And there's nothing they can do about it.
Not a thing
in the world.
Well, no. They could do something.
No. Oh, no.
They have all the power.
No.
And we have none of it.
Nope.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Woo pig.
All right. Here we are. Okay. So this is a exciting segment here today on Ruskin and Zach. We are joined in the studio by Razorback basketball player Joseph Pinion here talking about Arkansas Children's Northwest and all the great work that they do and the Radiothon coming up and all that stuff. So, Joseph, welcome to Ruskin and Zach. We appreciate you coming up here today.
Sir, appreciate y'all having me.
Man, first of all, we'll talk about a lot of stuff here, but I want to just, your involvement in Arkansas Children's Northwest, how did that all come about and what does that mean to you?
You know, we went to a Radiothon last year. I guess some people called for my name a little bit after we had left. We all came as a basketball team. But this year I get to do it as part of like an NIL. So, you know, it's just really important to me, you know, really just trying to help out the kids, trying to bring as much, you know, just money able to help the kids out as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a, of course, we've been talking about this throughout the month, and people can go to our website and find out more at hitthatline.com on how to donate. And it's an important thing. Now, I know there's a lot of talk about NIL. I'm curious because this is one of those instances where you're using your platform to benefit others. It seems like there's a lot of people who use the platform to benefit themselves. And I just, how do you, I mean, what do you make of this whole, it feels like chaos on the outside. What is it like, you know, on the inside?
You know, it's not as bad as it seems, you know, on the outside. You know, it's good for the players. You know, the players are finally getting to benefit. You know, it's been years where players didn't get to benefit at all. They was the ones bringing in all the money. So now it's really good that the players get to capitalize on what they do for the universities.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, you're a Morrilton grad. You got one of your classmates up here, Jacoby Criswell. What the hell is a devil dog?
Man, I don't even know what a devil dog is. It's just a big dog. It's a mean dog. It's a fine dog. So, you know.
Like, Conway's got the Wampus Cat. You know? Yeah. I know what that is. I've been to Morrilton, been there several times, still hadn't figured out what a devil dog is.
That's better than a Wampus Cat.
All right, then. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Yeah. You know, you're from here, obviously, and you play at this school. And, I mean, that is a dream, I would imagine. But I always wonder about how, like, sometimes that's a lot of pressure, you know, and, you know, it's when you're from here, everybody expects you to be, you know, the top of everything when you come to the University of Arkansas. How do you navigate that where, you know, everybody expects everything from all the in-state players that choose Arkansas?
You know, it's really just about just putting the work in and the results will show. So, you know, you just keep putting in the work, the results will show, and then everyone will get to see, you know, what they wanted to see.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Coach Musselman. He seems, again, we only see him from the outside. You see him up close and personal every day. Is what you see on a Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Saturday, same thing as you guys see in practice, or is it, you know, is it a little bit less, is it a little bit more?
It's definitely the same 7 days a week. It's always going to be. Same must. He's always going to bring energy, you know, really try and get guys to outplay how good they actually are, you know, just bring them up a notch, you know, and that's what you really want to see in the coach.
Yeah, I was talking to Jimmy Dykes about the preparation and the pregame shoot around and the cards and all the things that you guys go through. I mean, jumping from high school to that sort of thing. I mean, did you look at it and go, this guy's absolutely insane?
I mean, now you could say that, but, you know, he's got results proven mm-hmm. with what he's done. So you can call him insane, but he's a winner at the end of the day.
How do you, you know, everybody is focused on results, but it's such a long season, you know, this being your second season here. How do you keep going when you are having some difficult times? Because every basketball season, not just this one, has, you know, ups and downs in it. So how do you keep bringing that, you know, like, Coach talks about that energy every single day throughout the, you know, 6 months or whatever.
Definitely. You just got to take it game by game. Hey, you know, you just got to really just hit your stride at the right time. Like, you know, Arkansas has really been a team in the past to hit their stride towards the end of SEC play. So, you know, I feel like as long as we hit our stride towards the end of SEC play, like normally, you know, good things can happen.
Yeah.
You start to see some minutes, significant minutes against Florida, and you get that first shot to go down. And, you know, it's sort of vindication, validation, whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, you're a shooter. I mean, you're a pure shooter. When you get into that groove, I mean, do you feel it? You know it. Everything that you throw up is going to go in. And I got to ask you, I mean, most people think you sit in the corner and spot up. Man, you got a little, I mean, you got a little off the bounce game. I mean, you can get by people.
Yeah, definitely. I've worked really hard this summer more to have more off the bounce game, you know, be able to go bypass people so, you know, they can't just keep me in the corner. So, you know, I've really been trying to improve my game You know, just whenever I feel the first shot go in, I feel like I probably won't miss for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really, you got to be able to get quality looks. A lot of teams, whenever they see me come in the game, they know what I'm going to try and do. So, you know, that's really what the off-the-bounce game has really helped me with a little bit, so they don't really know exactly what I'm going to do.
Everybody's got a guy that they emulated when as a kid. I mean, who'd you pattern your game after?
Man, I tried to be like LeBron.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. That's not bad.
Pretty good.
That didn't work out, so I had to be more of a shooter role. You know, I really watched a lot of, like, how Curry moves without the ball, how Klay Thompson moves without the ball. You know, just really good shooters, how they do things without the ball, so they don't even have to dribble. They can just catch and shoot it.
We're talking with Joseph Pinion here, your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky on Ruskin and Zach. You said something about the work. Take us in there, because people don't realize when basketball season's over, people aren't thinking about it. But people like you, and I would imagine you have to put the work in to have any kind of success in SEC or in major college basketball. Take us in there. What are you doing? How early? How often in the off season do you have to put the work in?
Definitely 2 to 3 times a day. Basketball workouts. You got to include weightlifting workouts you got to do. And then you got extra strength and agility that you're going to do that you just got to, because the strength is just going to keep you where you're at. The extra workout that you do is going to take you to the next level where you're trying to go. And, you know, you got to add those in probably 3 times a week. So you're working out probably 4 or 5 times a day during the summer.
Wow. Early in the morning, when does that start?
I like to get everything done before 12, so after 12 I can just chill for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
How much does a guy like Ronnie Brewer help? I mean, that's a guy who, lottery pick, played in the league for 10 years or so. Now he's sitting on the bench talking to you guys. He's in your ear constantly. Like, we see him during timeouts. He's the guy talking to each one of you. Coach is down there. He's drawing stuff up. But he's the one, you know, in guys' ears during timeouts.
Hey, you know, Ronnie's really just helping us with, like, some reads we didn't see that he saw that he helps us out with. And, you know, he's a really great guy. He really keeps the energy around the team, too. So, you know, whenever someone's down, he's always in the ear, like, come on, bro. Like we good. Like, it's okay. Like, things happen. Like, let's get over it. Let's get past it.
Yeah. Well, Joseph Pinion's with us here on behalf of Arkansas Children's Northwest here on Ruskin and Zach. So, you know, things, you know, came up a little bit short against Kentucky. But do you feel like it certainly looks like you guys are maybe headed towards turning a corner here?
Definitely. You know, we knew we were going to hit our stride at some point, and I feel like our stride is coming. I feel like it's about that time.
Yeah.
We've been talking for weeks about, you know, you guys are sort of in a bubble, and, you know, I mean, it's impossible to miss the stuff that goes on around you guys, but slow starts have been, you know, part of the program the last couple of years, and strong finishes are what this team's known for. Inside that locker room, you guys look, we've been here before. This is not a big deal. We can finish strong.
Definitely. You know, we're not really worried. We know what we have to do to get to where we need to be. And we feel like, you know, it's about that time that things changed, we feel like, in the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you play other sports growing up?
No, I tried T-ball when I was younger. But I was a tall kid. I was too tall for the T at that time. So every time I swung,
it's a totally different discipline.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I tried that when I was younger, but that's about all I did.
Just T-ball? Yeah. I've got a basketball player that can't play softball. It's a coordination thing.
Absolutely.
It's completely different than shooting a basketball. Sure. Anything you want to try before you get out of here? I mean, you've got opportunities. Golf?
I mean, I'll try golf. I'd love to go shoot
I think they'd let you on at the Blessings.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah,
go out there, tear it up.
I would think so.
I
think we could get him on. Yeah.
I think we could get you on at the Blessings. You know, maybe you run out. You got any interest in running like slot fades for Coach Pittman? No, I mean, you're tall enough. You can get up.
No, I don't like football.
No, not at all.
I can't get hit by those guys.
A little different with those guys, right?
Absolutely.
So when did basketball start for you? When you're like, this is my thing?
When I was younger. My brothers played basketball, so, you know, I was kind of forced into it. My dad was a basketball coach.
Who's the best in the family?
Me.
Yes. That's the answer. Yes. You let your brothers know about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been known for a while.
Did they even bother you with it now?
Nah, not anymore. They stopped bothering me after like 7th grade.
Yeah. I mean, did they ever kind of eye you up at like Thanksgiving? Like, hey, you know, when you want to go outside?
Yeah, definitely. When I was shorter than them, they always tried me. Mm-hmm. But once I got bigger, it was over.
Did they resort to cheating now?
Yeah. They always try to cheat.
That's like the step on your foot, and, you know, it's like, you know, you can look at the referee, call your foul, but
yeah,
there's no referees.
Just call your own fouls. They don't let me call mine, though.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's great. We're visiting with Joseph Pinion here on Ruskin and Zach. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. So, again, we're talking about the reason Joseph's here, of course, is his involvement with Arkansas Children's Northwest. And, of course, we've got the Radiothon coming up here on Friday here with ESPN Arkansas and Arkansas Children's Northwest. And it's a really cool we're happy to be part of it. I know you're happy to be involved with this as well, because it is so it's so important that kids need special kind of care, that they're not just small adults. I was reading some of the literature on this, and it's a very specialized skill set, and the doctors here are second to none in America with what they do.
Definitely. I feel like it's a great cause. It's great to help out the kids, because at the end of the day, kids need help, and we're the older people are the ones that are supposed to take care of the kids. So I feel like it's definitely a great blessing that I'm able to do this.
Yeah. We've had, we've obviously had Razorbacks in here. We've talked to a few, met some outside. I mean, when you meet up with a 7, 8-year-old, 9-year-old kid that's, basketball player, and he looks up to you, I mean, you've got to feel, being an Arkansas kid, you got to feel that a little bit, that there are basketball players all over the state that look up to you guys. You and the rest of your teammates, and man, I you guys feel pressure with that sort of thing? Is that something that you even recognize, or is it just something that comes with the territory?
It really just comes with the territory. I remember when I was a little kid looking up to all the Arkansas basketball players,
Who's your guy?
Moses Kingsley.
Yeah.
I like Moses Kingsley.
Moses is a good, he's a good one.
Yeah, he's a great one. I really liked watching him play. It was really fun watching those guys growing up, and I'm glad that now I'm able to kind of be that role model for all the younger kids.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and it's constantly going. You were looking up to Moses Kingsley, and now people are looking up to you. And then in 15 years or whatever, there'll be kids that are from the state playing at Arkansas, and the next wave of young people will be looking up to them. It's a pretty cool a thing about the culture of the state and the way that it revolves around Razorback athletics.
I got to ask you, since you're here, people on the outside, they don't understand what you guys go through day in, day out, whether it's, class or practice, social media, the whole thing. The game day experience, everybody thought game day here, it's going to charge you guys up, give you a little bounce, that sort of thing. Or is that is having game day in town just, again, comes with the territory? It's not something you guys pay much attention to because you're busy focusing on the game.
We're definitely focused on the game, but, having our fans, having, students be out there from early in the morning, 7 until whenever we play later, it was really you got to be energized for that. They're excited for you, so you got to be excited yourself. You can't let them just sit there, be excited for no reason, not come out and be excited to play. You got to be really energetic, really excited to play.
When you hit one and you're running back up the floor, you ever say anything to anybody?
Absolutely, all the time.
What's your best?
No, I can't say that.
I've talked to Matt Jones about this. Matt Jones wasn't a talker. Matt would, the guy would knock him forward. He'd, pat him on the helmet and say, hey, thanks for padding my average, that right. kind of thing. But he wasn't really a talker. Now, Ronnie was a talker.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you knock one down in a guy's face, I mean, you're going to let him know at some point that you got him?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I was raised. When I was younger, that's guys talk to me. And I'm like, I can't put up with this. I got to talk back. So I talk back, and then I got to go hoop. And then, I just
All right.
like that's
now,
how I
was told. I was told because my daughter is a talker.
Right.
She's been thrown out of AAU games. Chelsea Dungy told her to be not to talk first. You talk second.
Yeah, it's always
second. If they start talking to you, you're free game. You don't initiate. That's the rule, right?
Definitely. Yeah, I'll never start it, but I always got to finish it.
Sure. Who's the biggest trash talker you run into in the league? Can be on your own team.
I can't even think off the top of my head.
Nobody off the top of your head just stands out?
Nah.
No.
It's not really a trash talking league. Guys just play really hard. But sometimes temper flares, we all want to win, so things will happen.
You ever walk out on the floor and you're like, and I mean you see the guy, you're coming in and at the 12-minute mark or whatever, you get on the floor and you're like, this guy's faster, bigger than I thought he was. This guy's a better player than I thought he was. He looked like on tape, or he really, really impressed with a guy.
I saw Jamarion Sharp. He's 7'5".
That's tough.
So, I definitely, I've never seen someone that tall.
What do you do with a guy like that?
Man,
I mean, all you can do is punch him in the knee. That's about it.
Box out his knees. Yeah,
that's about all you can do.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's something there. But is there any other pointers? If people want to talk trash, is there any other? Talk second
definitely.
Is the first thing. Is there anything else people need to know if they want to improve? Because people around the office like to talk junk to people, sure, too, just like they do on the basketball court or whatever.
Just make sure you put in the work to back up what you say, because sometimes you can talk trash and then you look
Yeah, it's
look
never
goofy.
Good when you're running your mouth and you get smacked.
You look goofy, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Is the biggest disrespect thing now when people do put their hand close to the floor, like the guy's too small?
Is that you got to explain it for those that aren't initiated.
Yeah, basically it's like saying you're not big enough to guard me. It's just like you're just talking trash. I don't really see anything wrong with it. I feel like guys should be able to express themselves, talk as much trash as they want, and really, you know, you just gotta play through it.
You ever been around a guy that sweats as much as Bruce Pearl? I mean, dude sweats. I mean, Coach Musk doesn't sweat like that. I mean, nobody does.
How does he not do that?
Yeah, really.
As intense as he is, that's pretty remarkable.
In great shape.
And Buzz Williams comes out. He had a wardrobe change at halftime. I've never seen that before either.
Nah, Musk is in great shape, though. He works out. I don't know how many times he works out a day. I just know whenever I'm working out, I see him in there.
You know, we had him on, what year was it? At the tournament.
Yeah, he was doing laundry in his hotel room in the bubble tournament.
And we had him on, and he thinks he's the best one-on-one player in the league. As far as coaches go, said he could take Nate Oates. He could tie. Can Musk play?
I mean, yeah. With that confidence, anyone can play.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. You know, he's got a good mid range shot. So you know, I played.
Nobody shoots a mid range anymore.
Nah, that's a different game. That's an older game.
Yeah, that's the old people. That's
Tremont
the
Mark.
Game, yeah.
Tremont Mark shoots it pretty well from the mid range.
Tremont Mark is a great mid range player. Coach Musk got a good jump shot. I'm sure he can compete in the league for sure.
Okay. All right. I mean, he's still in good shape, but he's
definitely,
you know,
probably in the best shape in the league, I'd say.
Okay. All right. He said he could take Nate Oates.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he can take Bruce Pearl. I can take Bruce Pearl.
Yeah. What's a rowdy place that people may not think is a rowdy place to go play?
Missouri, probably.
Really?
Really? You guys
Missouri
heading up
gets
there,
loud. Yeah.
You guys heading up there Wednesday.
Yep. Missouri, I remember
they got like
year.
Seven fans in the building.
They probably got seven fans everywhere else, but their students are there and they're talking crazy.
Yeah.
Regardless of how their team's doing, they're talking crazy.
Well, when the student section's full, they got a full set of teeth up there. My God. Dude, that is a tough place to go into. I mean, there's literally like seven people in the building when they're bad, and they're bad. You know, I saw them a month ago up at Kansas, and you got the big dude in there, 7'5". I mean, that's got to be wild. I mean, Brazil's going back to Missouri. Vanover's coming back here. I mean, those two guys got to be charged up to go play.
Definitely. I'm sure.
Have you seen him lately, Vanover? Looks like a lumberjack, dude. You're going to walk out there. I mean, he's got a beard like down to the middle of his chest. Looks like a freaking lumberjack.
Wow.
He's great. He's definitely he looks a little different than he did when he was here.
So Wednesday night you guys got Missouri. What do you guys got to do to get up there and get a road win?
Really just play harder than them. They play really hard, and you know, they're one of the lower teams right now in the SEC. But they've had all their games have been really close. You know, a couple of possession game losses. So you know, we're really just trying to make sure that we can get our early lead so we can, you know, just separate as much as possible.
We talk a lot about the NFL being a league where talent isn't that. You know, the teams aren't that far apart. It feels that way in the league this year. It's like Tennessee's at the top, you know, Vandy's down at the bottom, but there isn't a huge difference between the 12 teams in between.
Definitely. There's not a big difference between any of the teams in the league. You know, it's just really whoever comes out and has the better night that night, whoever's tougher, I feel like, is the game that there is the team that normally wins.
Yeah. We're talking with Joseph Pinion here on Ruskin and Zach. We got about a minute here, so I just want to – again, one more time, Arkansas Children's Northwest, any message or anything else you want to add about this this great organization and this cause that we're helping raise money for here this week and on the Radiothon on Friday?
Go donate. It's a great cause. You're helping out children. So, you know, that's all you need to hear. Go donate.
Yeah.
You a 2K guy?
Absolutely.
Who you play with?
I play my player. I got my own player.
Really?
Yeah.
Joseph Pinion?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how tall? 6'4", 6'5"?
Nah, he's 6'7". He a lockdown. he's a little different.
You created your own guy?
He's a little different than me.
Who's the best 2K player on the team? You?
Me. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Best, I mean, is there anybody even close?
No. No second place.
Okay.
Probably Layden. I say Layden's probably second place.
Layden. Okay. All right. Now, I mean, does he use his own player? Because that feels like a cheat code to me.
Nah, he makes his own player, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And y'all just play head-to-head?
Yeah.
You let him know?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. He's gonna hear it.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah. What else? You know, you mentioned 2K. Away from basketball, what kind of stuff are you, what do you do to occupy your time when you need to get away for a minute?
Man, we don't even really have enough time to get away for anything else. I get to play 2K, and yeah. I gotta wake up in the morning and go to the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just that. You know, you got school added back now. So I just try and get my work done, play a little 2K. Then I get ready for basketball the next
yeah.
day.
Yeah. All Man. Basketball.
All basketball.
That's what it takes, though. I mean, that's how you become one of the top players.
Now, while you're here, I got to ask you. Now Olivia just graduated last June. You're in a hoodie, you're in sleeping pants, and you've got your UGG shoes on. Is this how we're dressing now, the young people? Because I need to keep up with this sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's cold outside. This keeps me warm. It keeps me comfy. So, you know, I'm just ready to go outside, walk to class, get out of class, come to practice, you know, do my daily routine.
DQ, is he dressed properly?
I think so.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Zach's wearing pajama pants.
That's right. That means
tomorrow.
I can dress so down, which I'm absolutely excited about. Yeah. I'm stoked about this.
Yeah. Well, hey, Joseph, thank you so much for coming in here. We wish you nothing but continued success. And we hope a lot of people donate to Arkansas Children's Northwest. So thanks for coming by.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all having
me. All right. That's Joseph Pinion, everybody.
We didn't scare him. Leave him. He's fine.
That's right. Yeah.
He's not risking his career.
He survived.
He's going to be fine.
It's all good.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.